solid, I'm keeping my word. Can't be my equal, I don't know what you heard. Yeah. Crank up the phone, I swear. Keep me a stick if they purge. Young girl, I'm on that, they working my nerves. I'm about to pull us a serve. Fucking this bitch like a perv. Smack from the back, grab a perm. Ice, the bird. Shitting on all you little turds. Can't take that dick with your turn. In my own lane, we can't merge. So no hands you can learn. Let's see how much you can earn. Why me go be like.
What it do, Bobbers?
Hi, Bobbers.
And welcome back. You already
know.
Welcome to our universe, y'all.
And it's Mahogany in the place.
And you already know it's your girl, Pretty Ronnie. And we here, y'all.
Yes, we are.
With another one. You already know it's Podcast Wednesday, okay?
So yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Do you have any current event? Because I'm kind of blank right now.
Girl, I got no current event, but I'm feeling nice right now.
I'm feeling nice too. I can even.
I'm feeling nice right now.
Off of the little whiskey, we on that Tennessee whiskey.
Yes, we do have a event coming up where we're gonna be chilling, y'all. So we gonna y'all gonna see clips of that because we're gonna do a little vloggy, vloggy, vlog.
Alrighty.
Okay.
They burn, but we're not telling you where it's at or what we do.
But yeah, we're gonna be lady. But yeah, that's about the current event. Y'all, I'm on that Jack Daniels, the honey Jack Daniels. With some little bit of lemon juice.
Me, so I got good. some ginger ale in here. I couldn't do the lemon juice. That thing is too tart for my liking.
I like it.
For my liking. Cheers to the ghetto cups.
Yeah, y'all, we with the cups today, okay?
The ghetto cups.
We with that hood shit today, y'all.
Yes, we is. True. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
So the first topic is you find out that your significant other has been paying for nude pictures and nude, like chat, random chat with people on the internet. Do you consider that cheating?
Duh. That's a form of cheating. It may not be physical.
But it's
leading up to physical.
And it's
and kinda, even if it don't lead up to physical, well, y'all intimate, like,
it's you still more cheating emotional.
Because you're entertaining.
And it's emotional.
Emotional
too.
And sexually. Yeah, it's just not. It's
emotionally getting attached to the person because with the physical, it's they're right there and it can happen one time, whatever. Now you're building up. You're building rapport with that person.
Time.
Sometimes people do it for one time. They meet a person. I mean, not me. I don't do that. I've heard stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but it builds up to like the, you know, I just feel like when you take time on the internet, you sitting there, you having conversation, you getting to know the person, you realizing what you do and what you don't like and stuff. So it kind of like makes it very personable to me. You're taking time. You're really taking time to get to know this person.
Yeah, exactly. And not even to mention, like, if you see something you like it again, you're going to keep going back and back and back. And not even to mention, like, you spending money, honey. Like,
yeah.
You paying that this person? They go, did it say something about paying?
Yes. Paying to chat, paying to like have a conversation with this person where you could have a whole conversation with me.
Extra tight.
Yeah, I would feel some type of way too because knowing the fact that you taking money out the house, especially if we live together, you taking money out the house to go pay somebody else to go talk to. What are you talking about? What is you having a conversation with them that you can't have with me?
That's another thing. Like, what is y'all talking about? Like,
that's what I'm saying. What kind of conversation you have that you gotta pay a person? Pay me to talk to you then. I'm around you 24/7. Pay me. Since you wanna pay somebody else,
it's
pay me.
Like wanna,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, who knows the reason why they look at other places? Like, this is crazy, but it's definitely cheating. A form of cheating. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It's giving It's giving emotional cheating.
And it's gonna go. It's cheating, yeah, to me. anything else? First of all, you paying and you like.
And then she's fine.
Verbally sexual.
Yeah.
I know that y'all sending pictures or none of that cheating.
There is.
Red flag.
It's there's different levels to cheating. There's physical cheating, there's social media cheating, there's that emotional cheating, there's
chat room cheating.
It's like
everything. Yeah, dog walk cheating.
If you know that you wouldn't feel comfortable with your significant other doing that to you, or you just one of them weird people that just okay with your person or your significant other just doing, and I shouldn't say weird, let me take it back, because that's actually putting the stigma, because in here we do not judge, so we're not going to do that. So if you're a person, unless you're just a weirdo person, but we're not going to get into that. Yeah. So it just, I feel like certain things, if you know that you don't want it to be done to you and you don't feel comfortable for you to feel that, why do you feel like it's okay for that person to feel it? You know what I mean? So
hurt people like to see hurt people.
Yeah, it's facts. It's facts. It's really facts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a hurt person will hurt another person. But it doesn't make sense. So if you can't feel to be okay to hurt somebody and not think that being done, yeah, that it's okay, and then if it happens to you, now you feel some type of way, the world's about to end. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't want your girl to be talking to some dude online.
Have you ever caught somebody, like one of your exes or somebody you're talking to, like talking to somebody
online?
Yeah, or like a sex chat room, or like.
No, I never had that.
No situation. Social media.
No. I mean, the only thing I ever caught is back in the days I told you, and this was like, and I just graduated high school, so it was some dude I was talking to, but he was talking to his next door neighbor, and that's too bad. But other than that, it wasn't nobody like to care for. No. I'm just saying, I'm being honest, but no. No, I never had that situation. I've heard people around me have that situation where, their man was talking to somebody. I have had a situation where some people that I know, their man has jumped into my DM, and I just never, like, partake in that, but and never told that person, because I feel like if I would have told that person would have felt some type of way, because I've already been in that situation where I've told and it has backfired. So I just feel like I just need to move on accordingly and just not put myself in a situation where I have to explain. You know what I mean? So I try to stay away from stuff like that.
Yeah. I think any fucking form, any cheating literally is talking to an individual that your girl or your man has no idea about, whether it's physical, sexual, emotionally, like
all that.
It's cheating, because you're confiding and you're eventually going to have and build some type of
emotions.
Some type of emotions
for that person. You're going to want that person.
Yeah, it's cheating. Like, and then I have no idea. You've been building and doing this behind my back. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's cheating. And if I don't know it, it's cheating.
Trust.
And okay, if you know I'm gonna feel some type of way, you keeping it to yourself, it's cheating.
Next.
So another thing, a man finds out his significant other has sex toys and throws the sex toys away because he feels some type of way that she's using sex toys. This drink is talking to me right now. But he tells her that he doesn't allow her to use any toys because he doesn't feel like he's pleasing her.
Now I would be mad. I would feel some way because don't throw my sex toys away because you feel like you're not pleasing me.
No, it's like he feels like he can please you, so why do you need the sex toys?
Because it's a different type of sexual desire.
Well,
that you can't give me.
I know why I have you mine. I have mine when you away, then we pulling that shit out.
Yeah.
So,
well, for me, it's like that too, but it's like a sex toy is a different feeling. It's not the same thing as a fucking like a male penis. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But
like,
I don't know.
Maybe it's a mentally thing or like a sexual feeling. I don't know. But to me, I would be mad. Bitch. Don't put my sugar away. What are you talking about?
I mean. If you throw it away, you better be standing up to the standards. I mean, it is what it is. Like, okay, I'm gonna be down with it. Cause if you feel some type of way, you feel like my toy is taking away, or you feel like it's not, you're in competition with it. Okay, fine. I don't ever want you to feel you're in competition with anything. You know, if it does make that person feel some type of way, I will do.
I will do what it do,
so you wouldn't feel like it's something that is in competition with you or make you feel like you're not doing your job, because it never will be that. You know what I mean? If, well, some people would.
Yeah.
You know.
When it comes to that, shut up, girl. Because if I'm literally showing you how much I appreciate you sexually, and you never complained and you never had a problem, and like, then what's the issue?
I just
like, and not only that, the sex toys, you gonna know, first of all, you don't know about sex toys when I meet
you.
Okay,
because we gonna pull it out. Me too. I'm honest. Baby. When it comes down to whoever I'm talking to, they know, because you know what, and it's not everybody. Let's reiterate that. Because you know you have to, because people,
let's be clear.
We're selective few who knows about my toy and what toy it is and what kind of toy I like. Because it's not every woman that likes the same toy. Some people like the penetration. Some people like that.
It's different types of toys. Yeah. Some people like different types of toys.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to throw my stuff away because you're throwing some type of way. I'm sorry. That's just...
So you would fight him?
I'm not going to fight him, but we definitely going to have a conversation.
So if he say he don't give a fuck, so what you going to do?
Oh, boo-boo, then that's your problem.
How's it his problem? He threw it away. The problem was the toy. He threw it away.
And I'm going to get another one. And if you throw this one away, we have to use this. We have a problem.
So what's going to be the problem? What's going to be the resolution to the problem?
It's not going
to
be the resolution because I'm...
So you're going to break up with him because he threw away your toy?
Yes.
See, there it goes to the factor of him not feeling like he's satisfying you. There you go.
How can you feel like that if I'm not giving you no type of indication that you're not pleased? We have a good time.
Yes, we have a good time.
The sex is great.
Okay, the sex is great. So why the fuck do you need the toy?
Because that's what I like.
Okay, so.
I like.
Okay, so he feels like I said, he feels like you don't need a toy if he's there as your man.
Exactly, so then you're not the man for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I like different things, and if you don't like that, because it's not like I'm using my toy.
I think you better leave me alone.
No, for real.
Get your bag. Get
the
fuck on.
<For real. laughs> Because it's like, I'm not... Unless you know what I'm saying, you open-minded to the sex toy, then...
See, that's a conversation we all go back to. Is right, getting to know...
I'm going to let you know up front.
Because I don't want to go like later on down the line for it to become an issue and we got to talk about it. No, we not. No. We're going to talk about it right now. I'm going to let you know who I am. And you rock with it, you rock with it. If you don't, you don't.
Deuces.
Whoa, ain't nothing I'm too whoa, old to be whoa, whoa.
Shocking up the deuces.
Yeah, I would have a problem with it. But you wouldn't have a problem with it? You would give it up? Like, you'd be like, okay, very fuck it.
Yeah. It wouldn't bother me because I already, if I know I'm into you, because really the toy is really when he's not there. I mean, I may pull it out if he asks me to. If that's something he wants at the time, yeah, I'll pull out the toy and do what it do. But if it's not, it's just a need for when he's not there. This is my little friend, like. In between time, okay, meantime.
Right. But if you explain that to him, he still ain't fucking what he's doing.
Okay, I guess we just use the fingers. Go back to old school. He won't know that shit.
What if you say chop off your fingers?
Bitch, I wish. Fuck out of here.
This is crazy.
Like, yeah, okay. No, I'm not done, though. Fuck. But when I say that, I'm not done for the dick. Like, I'm not stupid to be like, there's certain things I would do. You see, if I'm into you, I'll be submissive to certain things. But to the point of hurting myself, bitch, if it's not hurting me, I would do what it has to do to keep, if I like you like that. But if it's not, somebody I care about, fuck out of here. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing it. You know I don't like you. I'm not doing it. She's chugging up the deuces, y'all. Well, me, I compromise. Because in a relationship, you have to compromise. So if you feel some type of way, I would want you to listen. If I felt some type of way about something, I would want you to listen. So I would listen, and we would have to figure out some certain things to get this, you know, in between time, meantime thing. You know? Mm-hmm. Give me a sign. Not Shane? Mm-hmm. Not Shane?
But yeah, y'all, that's our topic today. Tell us what you think, because like I feel like sex toys is really not a problem. If you insecure to feel like I'm, like, you.
It's not even
insecurity.
I want to say insecurity. Maybe they're old school because, you know, back in the days, they didn't have all that extra shit. Well, not lying. You know what? They did. They had little massages. You thought they were massages, but they were vibrators.
They had sex toys back then.
Yeah, but they weren't as
extravagant as they are.
They didn't look like. What they look like now. Yeah, they didn't look like what they look like now. They look like massagers or like, you know, cucumbers. And that's what them old people used to use. You used to think that they went to the supermarket to buy.
Listen, you can go motherfucking Walgreens and buy.
I can't do this shit. I can't do this shit. I can't do
it. Little
yeah, that's what I was talking about. It was go all the way to the 10 feet, like.
So, I feel like.
Oh, we going to after dark right now.
I just feel like, for me, I would have a problem. And as my nigga, like, if you know me, you shouldn't have a problem. So that's something I'm going to bring up in the beginning. If we ever even, if I feel like we finna get to that stage of me, you know, being intimate with you, then yeah, I'm going to let you know about what I like. I ain't going to let you know everything. But you want to know the main shit. And the main shit is, I like toys. I like to bring toys with them. Like, that's just me. So if you ain't with it, and if you feel like, because the dick, the plastic dick may be bigger than your dick.
Oh, Lord.
Who cares? Jesus. I'm still fucking with you, ain't I?
Father God, take the wheel. The girl just said, like, if the plastic bigger than yours, take the wheel. Ain't no nigga gonna be okay with that because he gonna be like, okay, so how am I supposed to compete with that? You know?
First of all, he should just be happy off rip.
Happy for what?
Baby, me. What are you talking about? Like, I know how to please the Lord and I know how to please the. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, don't worry.
Okay.
Hey.
Be happy, I guess. On that note, y'all, this was a little, we went to a Pretty Vibes After Dark. We're going to have to finish this on Pretty Vibes After Dark. Till then, you know what y'all need to do, for real, for real.
Make sure
y'all like that bitch.
Make sure you comment.
And you share.
Make sure you hit that notification bell. And it's Pretty Vibes.
We are this bitch. Cause we are such a vibe.
Young girl, I'm on that, they working my nerves. I'm about to cause a surge. Fucking this bitch like a perm. Smack from the back, grab a perm. Ice, the bird. Shitting on all you little turds. Can't take that dick with your turn. In my own home, we can't merge. So with no hands, you can learn. Let's see how much you can earn. Why me go big like the worm? And I ain't smoking no shirt. I'm in the BBP lady. QP, QP ski. I love my bitches, it's pretty. They showing their titties, it's up to the ceiling.